Now, the City Council of Columbus, Wisconsin, voted last week to bring down a statue of the city's namesake, Christopher Columbus. The 4-1 vote came amid debates and protests going on nationally around racial justice, treatment of black people by police, and whether statues of Confederate leaders and other controversial figures should stay or go. While protesters in some cases have taken matters into their own hands and toppled statues themselves, Columbus High School student Abby Adams took a more formal approach. She started a change.org petition and then took her case to the city council. Central Time executive producer Judith Sears-Poisson talked to Adams, who will be a senior this fall.
So why did you feel so strongly about this particular issue?
I mean, I think that I've always kind of cared about it, I guess. I think that when we kind of switched from learning about Columbus in school, from learning that he was a really heroic explorer to somebody who, like, actually, you know, enslaved a lot of people and, like, killed a lot of Native Americans, I think it always really confused me as to why we had that statue up. And I thought that, like, with what's happening, like, right now, especially, like, with racial justice within the United States, I thought that now more than ever, we should be, like, sending that message and taking that statue down.
So you're a high school student, and it can be a little intimidating for someone of any age to take on something quite this big. How did you go from caring about the issue and thinking that something should be done to actually starting the petition on change.org?
I think a lot of it was I had a lot of support when I originally, like, thought of the idea. I texted a lot of my friends, and a lot of them were, like, completely on board. They thought what I was doing was great. And Mary Arnold, who's the chair of the Democratic Party, I shared my idea with her, and she supported me as well and thought that my issue was, like, a very valid thing and would be, like, something that the community would probably support. And so with all that, I was like, why not? If nobody else does it, nothing's going to happen. So
you started the petition. How did you get word out other than, you know, letting people close to you know, but how else did you let the larger community know what you were doing?
So I went on Facebook, and our city has 2 chatter pages where you can share, like, what's going on in our community. And I shared basically what I was doing on there. And from that, it spread like wildfire because people have very strong opinions about the issue. And so I think most of our city has probably seen it at this point because of people seeing it on Facebook and then sharing it to everybody. And that was pretty much how it blew up.
You also spoke at a city council meeting. I'm guessing that would be a little nerve-wracking. What was that like?
Oh, gosh. I am not the greatest public speaker. I always have a lot of things that I want to say, but when I get up there, I just freeze up a little bit. So it was a little intimidating, but I knew that everyone on the council was really looking to just listen to me and to be supportive. And I knew that there was a lot of people there that very strongly disliked me. But I think that being able to, like, you know, say my piece, try to say, like, what's wrong about what they were saying and, like, how I have a valid opinion was kind of important. So that was a really good learning experience for me, I think, because I learned how to, like, you know, be able to speak in that sort of setting without, like, being terrified of everybody.
And you also chose your words, I think, very carefully, because you included the phrase, "It was never my intention to erase our history." Why was that an important point to make for you?
I think that a lot of people in our community think that what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say that Christopher Columbus never explored the Americas. He never, like, made a pretty big impact upon our history. And that was not at all what I was trying to do. I think I was trying to explain that Christopher Columbus was not a good person. And I think a lot of members of my community were not taught that. And a lot of people saw me saying, hey, we have new information. He owned slaves. He, like, you know, was not a good person. And they saw that as me trying to rewrite our history and be a social justice warrior and, like, you know, be very, like, PC. And I think that was not my intention at all. I was trying to, like, you know, have that as, like, a discussion or a teaching moment for a lot of people.
We're talking with Abby Adams right now. She's a student at Columbus High School, where she will be a senior in this upcoming school year. She led the petition drive to have a statue of Christopher Columbus taken down in the city. And Abby, you testified in front of the city council, and then there was a vote last week. What happened?
So after a lot of discussion, they finally decided, they voted 4-1 to take the statue down, and I think they're going to decide at a later date where it can like have a permanent home with that like educational like setting where it can have that full historical context.
How did you feel when they took that vote?
I mean, I feel like the city council really listened to us, and I think there was a lot of people calling for a referendum, and I think that the decision that they made to not go to a referendum was honestly really, really inspiring to see, because they were listening to the people and they were taking action instead of drawing it out into a long process in which nothing would ever be done. And I think especially with all of the controversy and all of like the news coverage of this issue, I think that was a really like difficult decision for some of them. And I know that a lot of them have a lot of pressure on them now to like vote a certain way or like do stuff like that. And I think that that was a really good decision on the city council's part.
So you were successful with your petition and your appeal to take down the Columbus statue. It's going to go into storage. You're living in a city named Columbus. You're going to a high school named Columbus High School.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that name being associated with those parts of your community?
I mean, I know for a fact that our city was named after Christopher Columbus. I think it was Ludington and Dickinson who decided that. I don't enjoy living in a city named after him. I think that, you know, maybe one day it'll change, but I think that might be a really difficult thing to go about starting because there are so many businesses that like have that attached to them. And honestly, I think that when you hear the name Columbus, when referring to our town, I think it has a different meaning. I think that when we call our city Columbus, I don't think that we're thinking of Christopher Columbus. I think we're thinking of how strong our community is.
And Abby, what advice would you give to other young people who might see things in their towns or cities that they think needs to be changed and want to be part of that change?
I think that, you know, the first step is to like do something. And I think I was a little bit intimidated at first because I honestly didn't think that any members of my community would listen to me or any like actual action would be taken. I just thought that, you know, this is the thing that I can do so that I can like say that I did it and at least tried. I think you just got to do it.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That was Columbus High School student Abby Adams. She talked with our executive producer, Judith Sears-Poisson, about her successful petition to remove her city's statue of Christopher Columbus.